that was the greatest thing I ever have felt, and I felt so free inwardly and outwardly. It was amazing.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin.
And I'm Rich, Rich Homeris. We're continuing our talk with Hans Scheip. On our last podcast, he told of his life growing up behind the wall in East Germany during the 1960s and 70s under communist rule, and then suddenly being deported to the West. It was like a child having free run in a candy shop. Neon lights glowed in the night skies. Music blared out from the discotheques. Drugs and alcohol were widely available. Did this bring Hans happiness, peace, and freedom?
After being deported to Western Germany, my life continued in the same dull, boring, messed up way. One thing, nature, where I wanted to take refuge, was beautiful for me in its beauty, because it could give me no answers to the question, where do I come from, where I'm going, and why? And so I continued living according to the principles of kind of pleasure and enjoyment of these things the world can give you. And the Bible calls this all is vanity and grasping for the wind. And Salomo said, I have seen the works that are done under the sun, and indeed, all is vanity. And I perceived that this also is grasping for the wind. And so in the midst of this despair that was burning in the depths of my soul, I heard of formerly like-minded friends who were talking about Jesus Christ, who could give new life to those who wanted. I was fascinated by their new changed behavior towards each other and towards me. Was this love? Or what deception or self-deception was behind it? And so I go to them, and we lived in a commune, and some of them, they started to believe in Jesus Christ. Some of them, they still use their drugs and live their free lifestyle. One evening, I can remember, I go to a discotheque, and there it was all what my life continues in this time. What it was in, there was, I could smoke some drugs, I could have some women if I want, I could dance until my head get banged, I could talk about unimportant things. You can talk the whole evening and it's so unimportant. And so I sat in the midst of all of this, you know, music and talking and smoke and stuff like this. And I thought, no, I have to go out now here. It was after midnight. I go out. And there was, you know, it was a very nice night. There was snow. There was a dark, clear sky with all the stars. And it was very, very still. And I thought about Jesus Christ, who could give new life to those who want it. And I thought about this. And as I see the sky, that was the first time I was thinking, maybe communism has lied to you even about atheism, even about evolution, and that there is no God. So I decided, I feel there must be somebody who has made this, and I would like to know him. And so I prayed, and because they have given me the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I prayed to Jesus Christ that if he is really reality, if he is living, if he is the creator of all the things, he should come to my life. And suddenly, you know, everybody has another experience than this, but for me it was such a heart-filling joy who came in this night. You know, I know he was there. He is present. He is reality. And that was the greatest thing I ever have felt. And I felt so free inwardly and outwardly. It was amazing. So I started to read the Bible in a very hungry way. I read the New Testament in 1 week about, or I don't know, and then I started again and again. And with the time, it takes some time, you know, with the time I realized that I have really transgressed what God has given to this world, that as I have lived against His love, against His rule. I thought about the things I had been told of Jesus Christ. I have read about Jesus Christ, and I pray to Him in spite of my doubts. I ask Him for help and meaning in my life, but it took another 6 months before I was ready to call my egoism, my cynicism, my meanness, my wretchedness, my pride, my self-righteousness. You know, you get very self-righteous if you have lived a life in the East and have suffered from this. My greediness, I mean greediness for life, to have more than other people. My bitterness, my bondage. In other words, my shame, my idols, to call them by name and to repent of them and give them up to Christ. That took a while. I have done this, but after I have done it, the mask had fallen.
Truly hearing God's call of Isaiah 55 verses 6 and 7 that says, "Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and He will have mercy on him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon." And we'll return to our talk with Hans in just a moment, so stay with us.
You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you. Just go to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby, that's all one word, and Bobby is BOBBI.com. That's Connections with Rich and Bobby.com. There, all of our podcasts are posted, along with all of our contact information.
Also, you can connect with us on social media by friending us on Facebook, post on Instagram, or tweet us on Twitter. Now, let's return to our visit with Hans Scheip as he continues describing his quest for freedom. Was Jesus the answer?
I was again in the woods, in the forest, and a friend of me was there. And I have to decide how to live in this time. Should I follow the Lord Jesus Christ? If I don't do this, I go back to the drugs and I go to H, to heroin, I mean. Because nothing is left then. But this friend of me, he said to me, "Let us pray and see the reality of God." And he prayed, and I knelt down there, and I prayed, you know, and then suddenly it was like a man stand before me. I couldn't see anything, but it was like a room-filling presence. He was only this God and I, and everything was closed out. And naked and humbled, I stood before the Creator of the universe, and I realized I have sinned. That means I have not reached the goal God has set to me. I have failed, and I have filled my life with the wrong things. Because, you know, I have realized the world is not big enough to fill your little heart. Your heart is bigger than the whole world, because it is created for God to have relationship, communion with Him. And in this time it really started. And since this is a changed life.
You know, you were searching for freedom, self-freedom as a free thinker in East Germany, and then freedom from a totalitarian state. And so you were able to be deported from East Germany to West Germany, and now the freedom of the West. You know, you didn't find freedom. But now, you know, out of a disco, looking into the stars and then going into the woods and having the Lord incline your heart as this message, as that message, as that child's Bible when you were a little one, when you came to the West and friends started to talk to you about the things of the Lord, and out of a disco into the woods, did you find freedom? Did the Lord really show you that indeed you are free now, Hans? You are finally free. You found it.
Yes, I must confess this very happily. I find freedom. And you know what freedom is? Freedom is to be with Him, and He with you, and He guides you in your life. You know, it's wonderful to follow Him and to serve Him and to be free with other people. You know, the first Bible verse impressed me in this time was in the New Testament, this verse, "Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come." And this is what I really experienced since, but it never stops. You know, I can say I was bitter about the East and all what was happened in my family and in my life. But then I get in peace. That means not this society is the kingdom of God. Of course not. But I get in peace with others because He is the Lord of peace. And He gives you this. And only He can do this. You cannot do this by yourself. He fills my heart. I have to witness about Him. I have to talk about Him. Because He is the only person who can change any life in this world. He is the man who is God, who is really God. I mean the God who was in being, in eternity, and who has created this world. And I am in contact with Him. And this is for everybody. Isn't that wonderful? So, what many ways, ideas, ideologies, prosperity, and even people have tried, He, the risen Son of the living God, gave me that which I had searched for in vain. His love, which He proved on the cross, and His life, His meaningful life. For me, the most astonishing transaction of my life. I gave Him my filth, and He gave me His love. And since there's a time of joy. And now Jesus has given me the strength and guidance to solve problems according to His word. And I was able to learn to earn my own keep, to rejoice in nature, because I knew of His Creator, and to love others without hypocrisy, to solve problems instead of ignoring or bypassing them. And I mean, this is real freedom, a responsible life under His guidance, to be free, to be a testimony for Him. And since my life has been put in order with God, it is also in order and peace with myself and with others, in spite of many difficulties.
And we'll continue with our visit with Hans on our next podcast as he shares how God directed his life in some daring and extraordinary ways. So be sure to come back and join us then. And invite others to listen as well. Also, if you'd like to find out more about life when the wall in East Germany was suddenly erected, catching their citizens off guard while they slept and waking up in captivity, just go to Program Insights on our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby, all one word, and Bobby spelt with an I, .com.
Now you've been listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast on this platform or any of the others like iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify. If you have a smart speaker, you can listen by simply saying, play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby. Then you can connect with us on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1 verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word, God's word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.